Matthew, chapter 4. From that time Jesus began to preach, and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says to them, Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they immediately left the nets, and followed him. And going on from there he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, preparing their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the boat and their father, and followed him. And they go into Capernaum, and right away on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. And right away there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, What do we have to do with you, Jesus you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold your peace, and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, tearing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this? A new teaching. With authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And the report of him went out right away everywhere into all the region around Galilee, and when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose, and served him. And when evening came, they brought to him many possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits and healed all who were sick. And there came to him a leper. And he fell on his face, and implored him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he stretched forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be made clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus says to him, See you tell no man, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. And they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus seeing their faith said to the sick of the palsy, Child, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. And look, certain of the scribes said to themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus seeing their thoughts said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Arise, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, then he says to the sick of the palsy, Arise, and take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose, and departed to his house. But when the multitudes saw it, they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. And as Jesus passed by from there, he saw a man, called Matthew, sitting at the place of toll, and he says to him, Follow me. And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass, as he sat to eat in the house, look, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with the publicans and sinners? But when he heard it, he said, Those who are whole have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. Then the disciples of John come to him, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast? And Jesus said to them, Can the sons of the bridechamber mourn, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. And no man puts a piece of undressed cloth on an old garment, for that which should fill it up takes from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, else the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins perish, but they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved.